An upcoming fundraiser is in just a couple of weeks, raising money for childhood cancer research. To talk more about it, joining me on the phone, it is Kat Buchanan-Critch. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Good, thank you. I'd imagine you're quite busy right now as you are organizing this local event. Tell us what we need to know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to kind of speak about this. On Sunday, September 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Harrison Park, we will be having our Childhood Cancer Walk, which is the ChildCan PJ Walk, and we hope that people will come and join us. We do want you to wear your pajamas. The reason for that is due to the fact that most children going through childhood cancers don't get out of their pajamas due to the different treatments, tubes, ports, lines, and catheters they may require when they are going through their treatments.
Mm-hmm.
This is all to raise funds and goes directly to the families for financial assistance, social and emotional support, as well as funding for vital pediatric research for London's Children's Hospital.
How can people sign up? I'd imagine they sign up and then they collect pledges?
Absolutely. By all means, if people just want to walk and don't wish to collect pledges, that's perfectly fine as well. So you can go to childcan.com, and at that point you'll see a space that says walk. You can click walk, and then you will find the Owen Sound Walk listed in there, and you click on that one. You can participate and sign up to be a part of our team, which is Dominic's Cancer Crushers,
mm-hmm.
or you could make your own team and sign up that way, or you could just sign up as just an individual participant.
Amazing. And Dominic is your son.
That's correct.
And so this is obviously a very personal cause for you.
Absolutely. At about 6 months old, Dominic was diagnosed with a stage 3 neuroblastoma, which is a cancerous tumor in his abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
The intervention for his cancer was pretty intense with treatments and tests and chemotherapy, in which case I was living in London with him at that time. And ChildCan was there for us during this whole entire time. They were able to provide us with, you know, gas cards for traveling back and forth for other family members who came up to visit, as well as covering off costs in regards to bills, because those don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to provide support to us because Dominic still goes back and forth to London every 3 months.
Right. So this is definitely a cause near and dear to you. And you're right. I mean, unfortunately, it is true that even during illness, there are still bills that come in and things that need to be paid.
Absolutely. I kind of found out after the fact that there's a lot of families in Graham Bruce and surrounding areas that are affected by childhood cancer. It's not something that's usually talked about until, mm-hmm. unfortunately, it reaches you or someone that you know. But ChildCan is amazing. They're there to support the families and children through direct financial assistance, emotional support, social programs, and then the funding for the research, which is much needed. So
absolutely. Okay, so this is Sunday, September 21st, happening at Harrison Park. You don't have to collect pledges, but it is certainly a fundraiser, so that is appreciated. You can go to childcan.com. Anything that they need to know additionally?
Other than the fact, I'd love to just say that September is Childhood Cancer Month, and I will be also raising a childhood cancer flag at City Hall on Friday, September 5th, and we would love to have as many participants as possible for the walk. We'll have things for kids as well, and I really hope everybody can come and join.
Wonderful. All right, Kat, thank you for the information, and good luck with your fundraising.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it.